USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The confirmation hearings on Capitol Hill continue for Attorney General nominee William Barr. During that hearing, Barr says he will not be bullied.
I am not going to do anything that I think is wrong, and I will not be bullied into doing anything I think is wrong by anybody.
Barr was also asked if he believes Special Counsel Robert Mueller is involved in a witch hunt.
I believe it is in the best interest of everyone, the President, Congress, and the American people, that this matter be resolved by allowing the Special Counsel to complete his work.
Congressional Democrats rejected President Trump's invitation to a lunch meeting at the White House to discuss border security. Negotiations are continuing over a bid to keep Sears open and operating. Sears Chairman Eddie Lampert is now offering more than $5 billion for the bankrupt company, a deal that would keep hundreds of stores open across the nation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing, he had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife Jenny was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
A federal court is blocking a White House plan to add a citizenship question to the 2020 census. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
The decision by a New York court is a victory for civil rights groups who argue that the addition of the question onto the survey would disenfranchise minority groups. As the census helps determine congressional seats and federal funding decisions for years into the future, the White House argued the question is necessary in order to uphold certain provisions of the Voting Rights Act. The court called that justification a sham. The Justice Department is going to appeal the decision.
Atlanta is beginning its preparations for Super Bowl 53. Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms is looking forward to her city hosting the Super Bowl.
We are very honored to host this event that will be watched by the entire world. And we have been planning for years at this point to host the Super Bowl.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Recapping one of our top stories of the day, William Barr is President Trump's next pick to be the next Attorney General of the United States. He's testifying on Capitol Hill today. Take a listen to a portion of his comments.
The general's responsibility to enforce the law even-handedly and with integrity. The Attorney General must ensure that the administration of justice, the enforcement of the law, is above and away from politics. Nothing could be more destructive of our system of government, of the rule of law, or the Department of Justice as an institution than any toleration of political interference with the enforcement of the law. I believe this as strongly today as I did 27 years ago. Indeed, more strongly. We live in a time when the country is deeply divided. In the current environment, the American people have to know that there are places in the government where the rule of law, not politics, holds sway, and where they will be treated fairly based solely on the facts and the even-handed application of the law. The Department of Justice must be that place. I did not pursue this position, and when my name was first raised, I was reluctant to be considered and indeed proposed a number of alternative candidates. If confirmed, I will serve with the same independence I did in 1991.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.